The United Nations has slammed the U.S. for denying Mexican death row inmates access to consular assistance. The condemnation follows the execution of a mentally disabled Mexican citizen in Texas. A spokesman of the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights says the death of Ramiro Hernandez is just the latest in similar cases involving Mexican nationals. 44-year-old Hernandez was put to death by lethal injection on Wednesday for killing a former U.S. university professor in 1997. He was one of several Mexicans in U.S. prisons who are seeking to challenge their sentences. They say they were not properly advised of their right to consular services after their arrest. Well, joining us on the line now from Ontario is Edward Corrigan. He's a journalist and political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, as the United Nations has pointed out, this is not the first incident where Mexican inmates have not been given proper consular services and have been executed. This is in violation of human rights law. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm actually a lawyer, too, but there's a clear treaty obligation on the part of the United States and actually every other country in the world pretty well, where if you arrest a national of that country, you have to notify the consular representative of that country so they can get proper advice. In fact, a number of years ago, there was a Canadian who was also executed by the Americans, and they never bothered to notify the Canadian embassy or the Canadian authorities that was happening. But could you imagine what would happen if, let's say, Iran or Russia or somebody, you know, arrested an American and executed them without going and contacting the country, the embassy? That's the whole purpose of a passport, that the person under the protection of that country. And there is an international treaty which requires all countries to notify people if they've arrested somebody who's a national of another country. Here the United States is being very, very sloppy with the law and sort of denying its legal obligation. But clearly there should have been grounds for an appeal here, because it's an important procedural protection. And if every national has the right to get, you know, protection and to consult with their country. And then, you know, if that's denied, there should have been an execution. The whole thing should have been stopped, and they should have went back and allowed the procedural right, because they're breaching procedural fairness. There's all sorts of laws in the United States, but there's a very, very important treaty obligation here that every country has to notify somebody if they're even just arresting them. But if this is an execution, which is even at a much higher level. So certainly if UNHCR is right to condemn this.
Right, but Mr. Corrigan, also there are some critics who say that this is a result of institutionalized racism in different branches of law enforcement within the U.S. Do you see it that way too?
Actually, if you look at the statistics of people who are in prison, there's a very, very high percentage of Latinos, there's a very high percentage of Blacks, there's a very high percentage of Native Indians. And also, when you look at the punishment, there's far more people on death row that come from minority groups than there are from whites. And that's partly a function of the whites usually tend to be richer, they can hire better lawyers, they can fight. But clearly, if you look at the statistics, there is this pervasive institutional racism in the United States system. And the United States has the largest number of prisoners proportion to any country in the world. So they've got the most extensive jail system. It's very much racially tainted. As I said, Blacks, Latinos, and Native Indians are far disproportionately in the jail above their numbers. And, of course, many of them do get death sentences and don't get proper legal representation. And, you know, other academics and critics have certainly said that there is this institutionalized racism in the American penal system and justice system. And I agree with that.
Okay, that was journalist, political commentator, and human rights lawyer Edward Corrigan there joining us on the line from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, thanks very much indeed.